Welcome. Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
One of the first things when you reached out to me, the first thing I did was go to your website. Wow, I got to have this guy on. This website is just unbelievable.
Let me do one small step back. Let me start saying that I love wine. For me, wine, growing up Italian, it means family, friends, socialization. So it means a lot of these things. So when a few, I've been thinking about starting this company since a couple of years. And when I was closer to get to that, I says I need a name, but I need a name that doesn't make everybody thinking just wine. It needs to convey the socialization, the good part of that, the happy part. And so I come up with the Clink Zero because I want something more than inclusive and that everybody can understand. So, you know, the clink, everybody knows what it is, associated with positive feeling, and the zero, because nowadays with the soda world, we're already used to associate zero without something. And so I wanted to convey the message that our product is zero because it's without alcohol.
When you kind of ran it by your friends in Italy, your childhood friends and things, and said, I'm thinking about making a wine that has zero alcohol, did they hit you upside the head, or what did they do?
It's mixed. I explain you why. First of all, you nail it. I love America and the U.S. people because we embrace so much innovation and new product. Differently, in Italy, tradition is still a king. And so when you come up with things like non-alcoholic wine, the first reaction people tell you, oh, this is not for me. I don't want to know about it. And so a lot of the effort, for example, I could even explain to my mom, still now, she doesn't grab the concept. And so I give up and they say, listen, you will try, you will love it. Also because she doesn't drink much. So I said, this could help you. But to answer your question, it's not been an easy journey. And plus I have a lot of Italian friends, second generation, first generation here in the US. And this surprisingly is also difficult for them to grab it.
You know, when you looked at it just rationally, there's no drawback. You're helping the wine industry. You're making it from real wine. You're not manipulating the product in a molecular level or anything. Tell me about the process of what it goes into.
So, the process is basically one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to do that. Is a year ago, more or less, I was trying, I was reading so much about non-alcoholic wine. I was in this big category hype. So I said, let me buy a bunch of product and try. So I invited a couple of friends home. I tried this product and they all taste really bad, at least bad for my taste. It was really very juicy, very sugary. And so I thought there must be a better way to do that. And in my previous job, I was working for a company that was developing different technologies for the alkalization. And so one day I was trying one of the wine coming of this new technology that I will explain in a second. And I saw, oh, wow, this is a product that can sell really good. This is really good. And so the difference that our technologies compared to some other technology in the market is that we basically start from premium wine because you need to start from a good product to obtain a good product. So you cannot cheat at the beginning. You need to really be as good as possible. And we just simply de-alcoholize, but the main difference, without going too much into the details, is that all the process is done at ambient temperature. So no moment you are heating the wine, and sometimes when you heat the wine too much is where you lost a lot of aroma and flavor, and you need to compensate at the end adding sugar or natural flavor. So we do not have that, and so we are proud to say that our wine is simply premium wine. Obviously, we need to add the CO2 for the sparkling and a hint of the grape juice, just because we want to balance the acidity that is kind of natural when you remove the alcohol. That's a good point. Unfortunately, it's also another a counterintuitive approach, because when I talk with friends and they say this is non-alcoholic wine, they say, hey, if there is no alcohol, it should be cheaper than normal wine. But actually, it's very costly, because the first you need to start from to make a good non-alcoholic wine, you need to start from very good wine. Plus, this equipment for the alcoholization, we are talking about high price point. Some of them for a large scale could be over $1 million investment. So you understand that manufacturer of this product really needs to leverage brands and growth to be able to afford and to even justify this investment.
Have you ever wondered why nobody cares, talks about, or possibly even knows about your brand? You've spent cash money on digital marketing and all of those expensive activities, but it's just not getting the results that you want. That's where I come in. My name is Nicholas Kühner, host of From Startup to Wunderbrand, and I talk with the best in the industry and bring in brand insights to help you get your brand back on track. Your brand is your most important business asset, so why not make the most of it? And you can do that right here on From Startup to Wunderbrand.